Congratulations, Coach, on the semifinal victory. Walk me through it.
Well, first of all, we have a lot of respect for Pipestone. We've read all about him. We watched him the other night. The game plan going in was that they were a very balanced team, and I didn't really have one person that I wanted to stop. I just thought, you know, we had to all buckle down and play the best defense that we could. At halftime, we're coming down here, and all of a sudden, Bauman's got 21, and everybody else has got whatever. She had 21 of the 28. We didn't really change anything except for I did put Becca on Bauman, so I put Becca Dauman. Usually, Becca doesn't guard the other team's best player, so that's a little bit different than what I usually would have done. But I think the other thing that happened is I think they got tired. And, you know, I don't want to necessarily pat ourselves on the back here, but we slept in our own beds last night. We were in our own school today. We had a normal day. We didn't leave home till 4:30. We come down here, and I knew if we could keep it close that it would be to our advantage.
Coach, I'm sure the free throw shooting coming down the stretch had to be a little bit of a concern.
It was a lot of bit of a concern. For the year, we're shooting 70.4%, so for the year, we're shooting pretty good, and the leader on the team is Becca Dauman. And I don't have the stats yet, but Becca didn't shoot very well, and to be honest with you, of the five starters, Liz shoots the worst percentage all year. So tonight, we come down here, and the free throws that were made were by Liz Anderson, and the free throws that were missed were by Becca Dauman. So, kind of ironic how that works out, but we made enough to in the end to win.
Talk about your number 22 and 25 and their play tonight.
Kelsey Sorensen's been huge all the way through the sectional playoffs and the other night. We've talked about the fact that we're going to need a third scorer. Becca Dauman obviously averaging about 28 a game. Hannah's averaging about 14. And coming through the playoffs, we knew that we're going to need a third scorer, and it's really been Kelsey that's been stepping up for us.
What's it going to take tomorrow to come out on top in the championship game?
Well, first of all, Minnehaha is very good. We've got a lot of respect for them. We watched them. We played against them last year, and they beat us pretty soundly last year. They're big. They're physical. And we're just going to have to play the best defense that we can. And like I've said for a while, we've got to play defense like our life depends on it, because if we want to be the champions, then that's what we'll have to do.
Coach, I thought you guys showed a lot of composure when you were down in the second half, and then about halfway in the second half, that's when you started to make your run. And when I was talking to Rebecca, she said in that timeout right before that, she said, we just got to step up.
Right. You know, the other thing, too, I would like to give a lot of credit to our sectional play all the way through our sections. We were down in the second half to Esco in the section championship game, and our kids showed a lot of guts, you know, a lot of heart to come through that. We were down the other night over at Williams Arena behind in the second half, and actually we went on a little bit of a run with Becca on the bench next to me. So we've showed that composure, especially more late here than early, but we've won those close ones.
It's got to be kind of comforting knowing that a freshman can show that much leadership out there.
I can't say enough about Becca Dauman. She's got a lot of heart. About 3.5 minutes left, I took her out of the game. I reminded her, Becca, you've got 5 turnovers. She was kind of forcing things that time, getting into the lane, losing the ball. And even though she's our best player by far and maybe one of the better ones in the state, especially as a freshman, just try to keep her to hold her composure, not turn the ball over for us. And she said, Coach, put me back in. I promise I won't get you another turnover. I won't get another turnover, I promise. So I put her in. I don't know. I don't think she ended up getting another one. So.
She doesn't play like a freshman at all, and I mean, just physically, she doesn't. I mean, very mature.
She's mature beyond her years, and the credit that I would like to give there is the AAU that she plays during the summer. She plays for the North Tartan program. Coach John Hedstrom's her coach during the summer, so she's well coached 12 months out of the year. And even though she's a ninth grader, and we put her in a box as a ninth grader, she's played as much basketball probably as a lot of seniors in this state have.
She just seems very heady. She knows when, for example, a couple times in the second half, Pipestone would score, and she would turn around and come back and attack immediately.
That's the way we play, for as much as we possibly can. Part of our game plan tonight was in a dead ball situation, so the officials handing us the ball, we were going to purposely make them play defense. So 7, 8, 9 passes into an offense, we wanted them to play. But if we were just scoring in transition, we wanted to keep running up and down the floor, and we felt that that was to our advantage.
Now, you've been a boys coach your whole career, and this is your first year coaching girls. What's been the transition?
I've been asked that question 1,000 times. To be honest with you, the transition hasn't been very hard at all. The biggest thing is they've got a ton of heart, and as much as any boys team, I don't care if they're boys, girls, whatever, as much as any team that I've ever coached, they work hard, they come to practice, they don't complain, and every time I ask them to do one more conditioner or one more boxing out drill, they don't complain, they just go do it. And so as far as comparing them to boys and girls, I really can't. The work ethic is there. They work extremely hard, and as far as that, it's been an easy transition for me.
Thank you very much, Coach.
Thank you, guys.